The dawn of spiritual understanding. Eve is the name given to the first dawning of the Christ, truth, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The nature of truth is always to destroy the lie. But the lie, the suppositional opposite of the truth, is always suppositionally at the heel of truth. As Eve, this impersonalizing of evil, this Christ grew and unfolded. It began to formulate itself more concretely still to the prophets or prophetical sense. Isaiah visioned this highest and purest hope as a virgin with child and proclaimed it in language as, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Do not think for one moment that the prophet was outlining a material event. He used the term virgin simply to describe that impersonality and purity which the Christ symbolized through holiness and perfection. He realized that only that which was derived from pure spirituality, from impersonality, could possibly be of the slightest benefit in redeeming Adam. Finally, this light did actually appear as a virgin, the Virgin Mary, conceiving so clearly of God as the Father of man, that it appeared as a child in the tangible form of thinking person, Christ Jesus.